Cumberland County has about 20,000 people, governed by a board of supervisors, a school board, a Commonwealth's attorney, but no local newspaper. It's one of seven news deserts in Virginia, according to a new report from the University of North Carolina.
I think the surprising thing to me is how dramatic the loss has been in terms of weeklies.
That's Penelope Muse Abernathy, the night chair in journalism who directed the study. It shows that Virginia has lost 43 weekly newspapers since 2004.
We've got to find something in whatever form it's delivered in, whether it's digitally or in print, that continues that community building function, because that's what gives us both social cohesion, encourages political participation, and a whole range of things.
Kelly McBride at the Poynter Institute, a journalism training center, predicted that this situation is going to get worse before it gets better.
The newspapers that exist now are going to shrink the geographic footprint of what they cover because they don't have the staff resources, and frankly, it doesn't pay to deliver the paper two counties over.
The study points out that online news outlets and nonprofit organizations are trying to fill the void, but they're subject to the same economic forces that are killing local newspapers across the country. I'm Michael Pope.